Eli Wallach and Ann Jackson aren't just one of America's greatest acting teams. They've each done things you might not know. He once danced with Tallulah Bankhead, rode an elephant in Cambodia, and even was a stagehand back in college with somebody named Walter Cronkite. She acted with Lawton and Matthau and once did an impromptu routine of an old movie on a tour of China. With us are the stars of the play now, The Nest of the Wood Grouse, here on the New York stage, Eli Wallach and Ann Jackson. Nice to see you again.
I'm glad you billed me first. Yes. Because in the theater, it's alphabetical now, mm-hmm. where we're playing.
I danced with Mickey Mouse.
Oh, interesting analogy. How are you always billed, or usually billed? Was that unusual?
It's a toss of the coin. Mm-hmm. If she thinks up the idea, she gets first bill.
Well, this, in Nest of the Wood Grouse, it's alphabetical. Mm-hmm. And in Twice Around the Park, it was alphabetical, except in Twice Around the Park, there were two characters.
Oh, with a name like Wallach, you have to find, you should have married somebody who has a name like Y or Z.
Zeminski.
It's really star billing, because he gets either first or last, you see.
Now, let me ask you a question about this play. It's a contemporary play, and they say it's sanctioned by the Soviet Union, not written by a dissident. When you began to read it, were you worried that it might just be propagandistic and as opposed to the works of somebody who was against the Soviet Union?
No. Most of the people come to the theater with a preconceived idea. They feel it's a Soviet play, therefore it's anathema. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a well-constructed family play set in the Soviet Union today. And Americans come to see it, say, it sounds just like our family, just like home.
I mentioned what happened in China. What's the setting? They're not too up on the modern American movies, and you found yourself doing a scene from the old film San Francisco?
We met the comedians who had known Bob Hope. Mm-hmm. They were very impressed with Mr. Hope when mm-hmm. he visited China, and we came a year after Bob Hope yeah. came. And we visited the comedians, and they kept saying, Bob Hope, Bob Hope. And I asked them questions about where the comedians were on the, you know, cultural ladder in China. Same as in America. The comedian mm-hmm. is the lower rung, you know. And so I jumped up and I said, I'd like to do something for you. And I did an imitation of Jeanette MacDonald and Jack Holt and Clark Abel in San Francisco. And I did Shirley Temple.
You did the bar scene of all scenes, right?
Yeah, sure. And then the comedians got up and they started doing their bit, and that's how we got warmed up.
You learn your lines quickly, Eli, and you learn yours slowly, or is it the other way around? You don't learn them at the same pace. That's the right way.
My lines through doing them with business. I learn mm-hmm. through business and through kind of feeling my way through, because I was trained that it's not what you say, it's what you're thinking. It's the subtext.
You know, what's good for us is we have a family. We have three children.
Yes.
They've all left the nest. Now we do this play called The Nest of the Wood Grouse, and we've adopted a new family.
You once told me an intriguing story, Eli. You were in several movies with Steve McQueen, The Magnificent Seven. You were magnificent as the bandit. And you were also in his last movie, The Hunter. And you told me that Steve McQueen once looked out and envied the guy getting into the pickup truck. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
What do you think it was he envied about that person who never really had the...
He said, I looked out the window and I thought, I have an accountant, a lawyer, business managers, advisors, and I saw a guy in blue jeans getting into a truck, and I thought, I'd like to get rid of everything and just drive off with that truck. Mm-hmm. And he did it.
Do you ever feel that way, either of you?
That's called not knowing how to deal with success. And a friend of ours once said about Eli, because he was worrying about money at one time, he said, the trouble with Eli is he should have been a failure. But let's get back to The Nest of the Wood Grouse, because there is something that's really interesting about doing this play. You know, for years we've been doing two character
yes,
plays.
And, often together.
Yes, and they're wonderful to do, and we're successful in them. But it is marvelous to do a play that has a beginning, a middle, end, a story behind it. And what's so wonderful is that audiences come and they are absolutely stunned that this play, which is about a family, mm-hmm. it deals with juvenile suicide, even though it is a comedy. It was likened to Brighton Beach Memoirs, and it's one of my favorite plays of Neil Simon's, so I feel very complimented that they picked up on that.
Eli Wallach and Ann Jackson will be performing this play here in New York for a time, and then in August they go to the Edinburgh Festival, where they'll be doing Twice Around the Park, which is a two-one-act play, one of which has Ann Jackson as a New York City policewoman, if I recall. Two bizarre, very different one-act plays, and it's wonderful. Eli Wallach and Ann Jackson, now on the New York stage. Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
I'm Jeffrey Lyon. Marvin?